ABC News. I'm Ben Thomas. Three students, each aged 8 or 9, and three adults, each 60 or 61, killed today in a mass shooting at the Covenant School in Nashville. The suspect, a 28-year-old woman, killed in a confrontation with police. Chief John Drake says she once attended the school.
We have a manifesto. We have some writings that we're going over that pertain to this day, the actual incident. We have a map drawn out of how this was all going to take place.
Sound courtesy WSMV. President Biden had this to say.
The shooter in this situation reportedly had two assault weapons and a pistol, two AK-47. So I call on Congress again to pass my assault weapons ban. It's about time that we began to make some more progress.
Russian forces continue shelling in Ukraine, the latest target Slovyansk in the east, where two people were reported killed and 29 wounded. Video footage shows damaged residential buildings, debris in the streets, and vehicles on fire. Meanwhile, President Volodymyr Zelensky met today with the chief of the UN Atomic Energy Agency.
The two discussed the precarious situation at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in southeastern Ukraine. The UN Atomic Energy chief told Ukraine's president, "It isn't getting any better." Zaporizhia is Europe's biggest nuclear power plant, but it's had to switch to emergency generators on several occasions as Russia's war in Ukraine drags on. Russia holds the plant, having taken it over last year. Grossi stressed in his talk with President Zelensky that the situation at the plant remains tense because of the militarization of the area around it and a recent blackout at the plant. And it wasn't the first time that's happened. I'm Rita Foley.
And a Canadian Pacific train derailed in North Dakota last night, spilling hazardous materials, but local authorities and the railroad say there's no threat to public safety. There are no waterways nearby. This is AP News. Voting rights and prisoners.
People serving sentences for felony convictions lose their right to vote. Detainees awaiting trial or serving misdemeanor sentences do retain that right, but face barriers. Tykari Skillen is awaiting trial at Chicago's Cook County Jail on a weapons charge.
One vote could most definitely make a difference because my one vote could be the vote that actually get that person into the office.
Skillen just became a first-time voter.
Just because we incarcerated now, Some of us are innocent, and the ones that's not innocent still could change.
Expanding jailhouse voting is one of the latest steps to combine voting rights with criminal justice changes. Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart says some people talk about the need for prisoners to stop reoffending.
And you're not encouraging them to do the thing that makes us uniquely citizens, which is we vote for who leads us. Then really you're a phony.
Dart has set up classes for inmates on voting. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.